I'm going to start on wedding invitations first, because if you don't send them out super early, no one shows up. And it's the worst, because they spend all this money setting up for a wedding for however many people, but they send the invitations out only 1 or 2 months in advance, and no one can show up. They've already got plans. It's just this whole mess. So that's the first thing I want to do, is I'll work on getting those invitations set up, printed out, and you can help me put them in envelopes and stamp them and everything. Yeah? Great. But I should put you to work in the meantime, shouldn't I? How about this? Why don't you get started putting together the slideshow that will be in the background? I've sent all of my pictures of my son and his girl... No, and his fiancé. I've sent all the pictures I have on my phone to my husband's laptop, and I had my son and his fiancé do the same. And if you have any pictures, which I don't know how often you're taking pictures of them, but if you have any pictures, you can send them to his email. Here, I'll write it down for you. There. And I'll go get you my husband's computer. This way you have access to all our photos, including ones that friends and family members have or are going to send. And let me get you logged in. Okay. Have at it. Some of them might be in the camera roll and some of them might be in the email. So go ahead. It's not like we have anything to hide. You get started on that. If you have any questions, feel free to interrupt me and I'll get working on those invitations. Oh, and one more thing. I just wanted to thank you again, really from the bottom of my heart, that you've been such an amazing friend to him for so many years. And I mean, that you're not only the best man in preparing the bachelor party and everything, but that you're coming to help me set up the wedding. I really appreciate it. I gotta do it for free. It's my baby boy's big day, so. It is taking quite a bit of time away from, you know, weddings I'm actually getting paid to plan, but this is the most important wedding I will ever plan. You're a good kid. And you and my son have just... You've grown into such fine young men. I mean, really genuine, honest to God, good people. I'm proud of you both. Feels like just the other day you two were graduating high school and I was making you those candy lays and helping pack your car to send you both off to college. I'm glad you're here. Okay, enough of the sappiness. I need to focus. Okay. Hit a snag already? What's wrong? What? No, it's fine. I mean, I didn't even know he had this type of stuff on here. I am so sorry. I am gonna go give him a talking to. Oh my God, you're right. That is him. When was this video taken? And who is that woman? What the? Oh, no, now I'm really gonna go give him a talking to. Will you do me a favor and bring the computer? Actually, first, I need you to save a copy of that and send it to my email. Let me write it down for you. Okay, can you just send that there so that I have proof and he can't delete it? And don't mention this to my son. I know his wedding is months away, but I do not want this overshadowing it. Okay? Thank you. Okay. Sent it? Great. Bring the laptop. Hi. What you doing? Hey, so this is gonna sound crazy, but we were using your laptop and we were going through the camera roll to find pictures of our son, who's about to get married. And, well, he found something a little strange. Because, can I see that? This looks a lot like you having sex with another woman. Yeah, no, you know, it's actually really nice because he's super tech savvy, and it actually shows where you were located when the video was recorded and how long ago it was, and this was at a hotel one town away 2 weeks ago, right when we started planning. Yeah. I can't believe you would do that. I don't know what you were thinking. I don't know whatever made you thought that was okay. I mean, you could have just fucking divorced me. Sorry, excuse my language. I'm just, sometimes it's warranted. How long have you been cheating on me? Was this the first time? Is this a regular occurrence? Was she a prostitute, or have you been going on dates behind my back too? And how'd you even meet her? You can explain. I don't know if I really even want to hear it. It's not going to do any good, is it? You couldn't have waited to cheat on me until after he gets married. You realize how soon the wedding is, right? If this gets out, it's gonna be fucking devastating. He's fine. He has a lot more dignity and respect than you do. You see, that's the thing. I don't really want anyone other than you. I don't want anyone other than my husband. So no, giving me a hall pass to fuck someone else is not going to make this better. No, you stay. We still have a wedding to plan, okay? I am not going to ruin my baby's marriage just because mine is in shambles right now, okay? You stay. You know what? I do find other people attractive. I do find them sexy. Sometimes I even think about them in bed. Sometimes, even when we're having sex. But I would never, ever cheat on you. Especially not go out of my way, buy a hotel. I mean, fucking pig. It's not going to fix it. There's no fixing it at this point, but you know what? Sure. Sure. You get to fuck some random woman. I don't even want to know. You get to cheat on me with some random woman in a hotel room and record it, save it on your phone. Then it's only fair that I get to do the same, right? That's what you were saying, that you get a hall pass, I get a hall pass? Sure. Why the fuck not? You, come here. Oh, for God's sake, he's not a child. He's a full-grown adult. He can drink alcohol. We were there for his 21st birthday. You're just mad that I have options too, huh? You're just mad that I'm doing the exact same shit that you pulled on me. But it's not even as bad, because you know about it and you gave me permission, right? Right? This was what you meant. This would make it better. This would fix it. We could get even and put it all behind us. You can leave if you want to. Sorry. Sorry I dragged you into this. You don't have to take part in this. You can go. Well, I guess if you don't want to, you don't have to. Oh, this is gonna make this a lot easier. A lot more fun. Because unlike somebody, I don't want to go out and fuck the first stranger I meet. I don't want to hear it. I don't care how you know her. I don't care how long you've been seeing her. It's fine. Just using my hall pass. Stop clutching your pearls. He just told you he wants it. You're a good kisser. Seriously, how do you not have a girlfriend yet? I mean, hey, you're a better kisser than the guy who has a wife and a girlfriend, apparently. I'd say you're doing pretty good for yourself. And you're not a cheating pig like this bastard. If you didn't want to be called names, you shouldn't have cheated on me. Just saying. It's entirely your fault. And you just told me I have a hall pass. We'll make it even. And put it behind us, right? Because that will totally fix things. We can totally go back to normal after I've seen a video of you fucking another woman. After you see me fucking my son's best friend. Sorry, our son's best friend. Oh, fuck. You like my tits? You want a better view of them? Oh, wait, hold on. Can I have you get off the bed, actually? And go sit right there. And you, I'll take that laptop from you now. You're such a darling to bring it for me. And you hold this, and let's make sure it's angled at the bed. What does it look like? You're gonna be our cameraman. I mean, you're the one who recorded a sex tape. Fair's fair, right? Have to make it even. Oh yeah. Fuck. Grab my ass. Mm. You know, you're a total upgrade anyways. You're young, you're hot. Who wouldn't want to fuck you? Oh, you want to see my tits, right? Surely you know how to take off a bra by now. You're even fast with it. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, turn this way. I want to make sure the camera gets this. Fuck. Look at you. Oh, putting your knee between my legs. Oh, you sure know how to treat a woman, don't you? Oh, suck on them again. Fuck. Oh, your mouth feels so good on my tips. Hold me. It's like you're absolutely feral. Tell me, how long has it been since you last got laid? Oh, well, that won't do at all. It's about time you got a reward for being such a good friend to my son for so many years. Even when you have a big pair of titties right in front of you and a woman begging you to suck on them, you still want to kiss my lips. I didn't know you were so romantic. Let me get these pants off of you. Oh, I'm not, am I? I think if you just sit there and watch, you'll see that I am actually gonna suck his cock. Oh, and look at how perfect it is. Much more attractive than my husband. Will you be a doll and hold my hair out of the way for me? I haven't done this in a while and I don't want it to get too messy. You ready? Just checking to make sure the camera's getting this. Like it when I gag on your dick. Touching me yet. Oh, I know what deep throating is. I was deep throating dick before you were even alive. You didn't know that because you never asked. Even if you did, I'm now glad that I never gave it to you. You don't fucking deserve it, you cheating bastard. What experience will do to you. Sure, I tasted some pre-cum there. Should we take this to the bed, Anson? No. I want to be on top. My knees will be fine. I'm not that old. Plus, you're handsome enough that I'm willing to put in the work for it. Kind, handsome young man such as yourself should be rewarded, don't you think? Let me just check that camera angle again. Turn it a little to your left. That's better. And then if we angle a little bit this way. Perfect. Gotta make sure it's a quality sex tape. Right? Otherwise, what's the point in recording it if you're not gonna save it on your phone for weeks for your partner to find? Oh, it's fine. It's more than fine. This is so much better. Oh, your dick's so wet from my throat. All nice and lubed up with my spit. Oh, fuck. I might have to play with my clit a little bit while I grind on it. Is that okay with you? Oh, I don't even know what that woman saw in you. Did she finally figure out how to make a woman come or something? Oh, I'd always have to wait until you went to bed and then touch myself and get off without waking you up so you wouldn't be offended. Oh, any time you think I had an orgasm was probably a fake. I mean, you're my husband. I didn't want to make you feel bad. Good thing that doesn't matter anymore, right? Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so hard, baby. Oh. You feel how wet my pussy is? How wet my pussy is just from sucking your cock and making out with you. Will you grab my ass and suck my tits? Oh, I haven't been this turned on in, I don't know, maybe years. Certainly not this turned on with something to actually do about it. You just lie back and let me slip this nice hard cock inside me. Oh, fuck. It doesn't feel like it's been fucked for, 32 years now? Is that right? Of course you don't fucking know. Oh, I should have expected that. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, grab my ass like you mean it. Oh. Oh, you're such a fucking stud. Condom? No, no, baby. Oh, don't worry, there's no need. As long as you don't come inside me, we'll be fine. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Oh my god, you feel so good. Oh, you feel so much better than his cock ever felt inside me. So much fucking better. I can't even imagine how I put up with this mediocre dick for so long. I could have been getting dick like this all through my 20s, maybe all through my 30s. Let me tell you, oh, I had options. I was a fucking looker back then. Oh, I so regret settling for him. Oh, my mom was right about you. I could do better. Oh, you like that? Oh, you like the way I ride your cock? Love a man that's not afraid to be loud in bed. And you actually sound sexy when you do it. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is the type of sex I've waited decades for. Cock is just the perfect size, the perfect shape. Oh my god. It's all the right places. It's fine. Oh, it's fine. And now honey, I know which hole it's in. It's not a wrong hole if I did it on purpose. Oh, fuck, it's been a while since I've had anything in my ass. Of course I've tried it, you know, before. was married for 32 years. Every once in a while, if I was feeling really generous, that would be his birthday present. Fuck, but it feels so much better having your cock inside me than his ever did. Fuck. My cock was so wet from being inside my pussy. So wet. I just slept right in. Oh, he's never gotten me this wet before. Can you imagine how awful sex would be as a woman to be tight and dry as the Sahara Desert down there? Because let me tell you, it is not worth the ring. Oh, you know what? In fact, what am I doing still wearing this? Don't need that anymore. Oh, come on. You really thought that, oh, we could just make it even. Forgive and forget. This marriage is fucking over. Oh, fuck. Oh, my gosh, it's fucking throbbing for you. You probably can't feel it since you're, you know, in the other hole. Oh, fuck, but I can feel myself just absolutely dripping. Oh, I'm absolutely dripping from your cup. I've sucked my tits again. Oh, fuck, yes. I'll slam my ass down on that dick. Fuck. Fuck. I have to touch my clit while we do this. It just feels too good. Fuck. My ass just squeezing around your cock. Can you melt on my tits? Oh, fuck. I'm not gonna last long. That's okay. You can keep fucking me after. Even after I come, okay? Hey, you want that? Oh, fuck, you hear that? He actually wants me. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. I didn't think so. I want to feel it when you fill my ass with your cum. Here. Why don't we do doggy instead? Back in my ass, come on. I can't call my pussy because, well, one, I don't want you to have to pull out, and two, I'm not fully postmenopausal yet. Still a risk, so oh, I'll just play it safe and have you cream pie my ass instead. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. I didn't realize you were that close to coming. Oh, no, it's fine. Oh, you feel fucking amazing, baby. Oh, come on. Come on, come in my ass. Cream pie it. Yeah, fucking. Oh, I'll just drain your balls in my ass. Just. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. I can fucking feel it filling me. Oh, I can totally feel it filling my ass. Oh, I love it. Oh, my ass is so tight around your cock. I can feel it throbbing and pulsing as you just... Oh, fill it up with your cum. Oh, yeah. Oh, right, the camera. Oh, thanks, honey. You're so thoughtful. I'm making sure the camera gets a good view of your cum dripping out of my ass. Oh, no, baby, you are too rough. You're so sweet, though. Come here. You know, I should really thank you for cheating on me. Oh, that was the most fun I've had in years. Oh, God. I forgot what it's like to walk after getting your ass pounded that hard. Here, why don't you turn off that recording and... you send both of us a copy of it. I'll let you do it. I can't trust him to do it right. I'll get you a fresh towel and we can go clean off in the shower. And then we can go back to planning that wedding. That sound good to you? Good. Oh, and honey... don't even try deleting that video. I already had him save it and send me a copy. You know, for the divorce attorney. All right. Why don't you start packing a bag? You think you're staying here? No, no, no. You can go stay in a hotel with your other woman. It's only fair, right? You, on the other hand, are more than welcome to spend the night if you'd like. I'll just need some help washing the sheets. I don't want to sleep in them knowing that he's touched them. We will just have to christen the new sheets, won't we? I've planned a lot of weddings, but I think this wedding planning is gonna be the best one yet. Okay, now both of you remember, none of any of this gets out to our son. You agree? Because it would be an awful shame if he found out that you cheated on his mother while she was planning his wedding. Exactly. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. You should probably pack a little faster, by the way. I'm sure your little girlfriend is going to want some warning that you'll be spending the night.